to school in Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you at Ringling?
Yes.
Do you like that school?
Yeah. I actually applied to a school here in New York.
What school did you apply to?
Cooper.
Oh, yeah, Cooper Union.
But I don't find out until actually this week or something.
Oh, you already applied, so you're waiting for...
Yeah, waiting shortly.
Oh, okay. Well, keep our fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, thanks.
And see what happens. That is a great school to go to, and it has the added advantage of being free.
Yeah, that's
what I want. Gee, I just kind of immediately like your stuff. Is there a relationship between what's going on in these and how you're dressed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Because it's distinctive and it's sort of like fun and kind of crazy and definitely not the Gap.
Yeah, it's funny that you did a lecture on clowns today. I'm very interested. I did a whole show of clowns. My first solo show was all.
Did you
clowns.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. I can show you pictures actually.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, this looks almost like a kind of clownish character, in a way. Is there a sight that you presuppose for this work? Like, I mean,
you mean
I
like
just,
a setting or like where?
Like is it the circus or is it the street or are these kind of unusual characters to you or? How do you think about them?
I don't think they're that unusual, though. I don't know about... I'm not really that certain about the objects that I'm painting. You know, it's sort of automatic, automatically drawn. But definitely the clown was an interesting object in my painting for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now it's sort of turned into more ghost-like shapes or figures.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sort of not really interested in a setting, you know, or a narrative, really, as opposed to having, like, five paintings on the wall, each representing a different object.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or interacting, like being there with it. So.
Uh-huh. Do you have a preference for paper?
Mm-hmm. No, not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
I like paper a lot.
Uh-huh.
I like canvas a lot too.
Uh-huh. Are there self-portraits?
That's a portrait of Jenny, who's in the program.
Uh-huh.
Those are drawings I was doing. I have some drawings. Some.
Is there any space of self-portraiture that enters into the work, or...?
Yeah, I would say so.
Uh-huh.
So,
like randomly, or inadvertently, or...?
I feel like, generally, all of the work seems, you know, it's hard to avoid it, I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't really like to separate it, like my life from work. I like to keep it the same.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Definitely. So, like in a piece like this, it feels like if you were an animator, these would be characters, and we would follow them, and you know. One animation or another with their personalities and things they do and their friends.
I'm not really
stuff.
Sure. I don't necessarily draw the same characters over again.
That's what I'm wondering.
They don't have names. They don't really.
They might not have names, but like how long have you been doing this? A year or so? Or two?
About that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not really in the same way.
I mean, I just wonder if like certain repetitions don't present themselves.
Yeah.
But
actually, this character. Here. I've actually drawn that since second grade. So at least I'm going to come back to that.
That's a pretty long endurance. Yeah, I'm going to show some work I've just flashed on in there. These paintings by Carol Dunham of a type of almost like a cosmology where, you know, the characters that he painted, it's like they lived in the same place or occupied the same space.
I see.
The same. That's why I say a cosmology. It's like it's all of one place and who the characters are and what they do and how they dress and their demeanor.
These are my drawings from this week.
Uh-huh.
So, these are usually like my subway carry with me.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you like... I draw all the albums very much, often. I was recently doing some stars. I did a triptych of stars, actually. I had a photograph of them on the wall, which would show better. I'll show you some photographs. Just... So these are all like the last 3 or 4 days. And I kind of work in stacks of paper. This is the 3 to 4 days, you know, previous to that. I thought that one was very successful. I tend to
What's
like,
your criteria for successful?
Usually it has the high emotional quality.
And I also
find that I like to maybe as little marks as possible sometimes. Sometimes just the way the marks work, I guess.
And could you say a word about the emotional quality of it for you?
I guess more happy and ambiguous.
Sprightly.
It's light, it's not really intended to be heavy.
Got you.
It's just a lecture.
Observational.
It's snowing outside.
Got you. What's to say? What is it?
It's a ghost. It's actually a teardrop as well. I don't usually, like, the clowns that I draw don't necessarily name them. The names are really generally, like, from my own reference.
Or maybe that comes after the fact.
Yeah, I think so. I think I naturally just start drawing like, the other shapes, and then I realize it's a lot faster.
How long are you spending on each drawing, would you say?
5-10 minutes to sometimes 45 minutes.
A lot of material.
I'll show you some photos.
So, what do you want to do with your work this semester?
This semester?
Are you, I mean...
I'm actually doing more digital painting than I am real painting. I'm going to... I think the two longest projects I'm going to work on, aside from just, you know, drawing and painting every day, in the flesh, I'm working on some digital. I'm going to do 90 black and white digital paintings, and also 90 color digital paintings.
How 90? Why 90?
Well, because that's how many fits in a slide projector.
So
I'm going to have slides made of digital paintings. Is it 80?
Uh-huh.
So maybe 80, yeah. But I'll probably end up making...
A slide projector is like such antique equipment.
Well, there's actually no easier way to show a digital painting or sell one. And, you know, how else? I don't really know.
On a computer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't like to sell a digital painting on a computer. It seems like the easiest way for me to get the same effect would be... just have the digital image made into a slide.
Uh-huh.
You can do it professionally, so it looks like, you know, almost like a computer screen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I feel like the only way to make them real objects would be to sort of do that. But I'd like to show you what I was doing last semester, I guess. Might give you a much better, because I'm just starting out this
semester. Does Ringling have different departments, like drawing or painting or sculpture, or is it all together?
Mostly the general fine arts.
Uh-huh.
I had my first... show of all my own work that I put on.
Oh, nice.
And it was a sort of the clown show.
Uh-huh.
I guess you could say. So there are large paintings on doors.
Uh-huh.
And sculptures, and it did some performance as well.
Do you know this artist named Tony Mattelli?
No.
He's does interesting... Your bear makes me think of Tony Mattelli in a sort of... faux grotesque. What's the function of the grotesque in your work? Oh, that's nice.
These are separate drawings.
Uh-huh.
The function of the grotesque. I don't know, I don't usually think about the grotesque. I guess I think it's grotesque.
But your polar bear was grotesque, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually, that's found. I reinvent.
Did you?
Yeah. It's from an ice cream store, and I repainted him and changed him. But he did get a little more disturbing.
Uh-huh.
Big three doors.
That's interesting. I find myself thinking a little bit about like Picasso and surrealism, and not in all the pieces, but definitely a way that in some of the work the body gets distorted. And
I definitely like Picasso to an extent, but I don't really associate with him with surrealism.
Do you know what's so funny about that bear to me too? I don't know if you've seen it, but it's this particularly obnoxious event, like, you know, some sponsor is going to like put courses all over town. Artists or seashells. I hate those kind of things. And it's like, here's your contribution.
They actually did clowns in Sarasota.
No.
Yeah, they did clowns. This is the other side of the show.
Uh-huh.
Darker paintings. That's pretty much.
Uh-huh. Was this at Ringling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. My other, one of my bigger projects was this sandwiches. I mean, I did them all in one night, but it was one of my more favorite projects. They're sandwiches from Subway.
Oh, how funny.
You should be able to do a slideshow, yeah.
I see exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I went into Subway and had them make them for me. I told them, like, okay, put the mustard here.
Had them make them, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't touch them, but I told them where to put things, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to, you know, make sandwich drawings, sandwich paintings.
And then you presented them as photographs?
Yeah, they're our photographs. Uh-huh. So I brought them to the studio and I photographed them on bright paper.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice. It's definitely a different way to engage with Subway, isn't it?
It's funny.
And the worker, did you know the worker or
no,
the,
no,
the
I
sandwich
just,
maker?
I knew them after the five times that I drove back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Here's some other drawings that I did over the semester. Maybe give you a sense of, like,
mm-hmm.
I guess my general.
Are you very familiar with the works of Francis Picabia?
Yeah, well, I love
the 20s, 30s, 40s.
The first time I saw Picabia was at this year's Basel, actually. He was on the same wall as Doig. They were together. They mixed them, did like a mix-up. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Generally, Picabia's portraits are very nice.
Uh-huh. This feels very neo-Rausch to me.
Oh, these?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the reference was... The illustrations were already neo-Rausch before I drew on them.
Donald Batchelor, have you ever heard of him?
No, I don't know who that is. But this is a drawing that I thought very successful as well.
That feels, yeah. Not unlike what Donald Batchelor has done with the inventory of sort of faux naive type images. I don't know if faux naive is the right word, but a stylistic resemblance. Uh-huh.
These are some early clowns.
Uh-huh. Yes, they are indeed.
A little less like ambiguous than the later ones.
In some sense, like, because of the copious amounts of the work,
mm-hmm.
I find myself thinking about exhibition space.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean like how it'd be shown?
Yeah, how it's shown, or, you know, I find myself thinking about the device of the portfolio as opposed to the wall and arraying things mm-hmm. on the wall. That just like you showed me that sheaf of drawings or a couple, you know, and you're kind of flipping through it. It's like the facility of the flip book or mm-hmm. something that's handheld, which really kind of accommodates the some sense of intimacy of the drawings, but also the brevity of the drawings, because as little time as you put into them, it feels like there's something compatible about viewing time as well. You know, you can move through these images. Not to say you wouldn't see them again or look at them again.
I think it depends. The ones that I work on more are actually usually the works that are larger. You know, the ones that are, I guess the smaller things take less time. You know, in this sort of strange comparison.
Sure.
Some artists will work on a small drawing for like a year, but for me, it's like a small drawing will take less time than a big drawing. It takes more time. Also requires maybe more importance, like in my daily life, thinking about the bigger thing.
Well, yeah, too. And I think that, you know, whenever you start to address notions of composition, you know, as opposed to the quick sketch of a figure or a form, then you're talking about, you know, a whole different set of references and resources that come into play.
I'll show you a few other. This is a series I did. I don't have these. I would have them. I submitted them to the school. These are paintings, over, you know, on top of a prints from a book of paintings of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
It's a little fast. So, you know, I painted the...
Gotcha. I think of that piece called Pharmacy by Marcel Duchamp. You know that piece?
Mm-hmm.
It's, it will be a good thing to know about if you get an interview with this work. It's a very cheap print of a forest scene in winter.
Mm-hmm.
And he added to it a drop of green paint and a drop of red paint and called it Pharmacy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see. It's clever. This is my favorite of the
uh-huh.
series.
What is favorite about that?
Well, I guess I generally like when my drawings, you know, interest me, like, and in sort of a confusing way. You know, I like to understand,
uh-huh.
like, you know, what that means. I guess
yeah.
because you don't know if it's like a slug or green paint or, I mean, it's sort of a primitive way of looking at drawing.
These
it's
remind,
not necessarily
yeah, these
advanced.
Make me think of, like, some earlier works by Gregory Crudson. Do you know that artist? He's a photographer.
No, I'll write it down. Just type it.
The great state of Georgia.
How do you?
C-R-E-W-D-S-O-N, Gregory. Like, photographs of his, they're digital composites of kind of like alien invasions, you might say. Steven Spielberg is a big influence for that work.
Here's just some other photos I've done.
Photos?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is a photo I took in Alaska. You know, I went to Alaska and told everyone. My sister got married in Alaska, but I only went for a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so all the photos I took of Alaska were me in the museum in Alaska. So I mean, nobody thought I went to Alaska when I came back to show them the photos, because they were all, you know, of sculptures that looked like a natural history museum, I guess.
So, did you have an idea to confound or confuse or...
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think just like my drawings, I like...
Create some state of disbelief.
Yeah, I personally like when, you know, you can't really tell.
Uh-huh.
I guess I like the mystery.
Are those photographs that you've drawn on top
of? Yeah, they're etched, you know.
Okay.
Etching,
you know. You're like you deface the...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I took all the photographs, and then when I get them developed...
You scratch into them?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I have a website, too, actually. It might be good to show you now, so that way, if we have another studio visit in the future, I can show you, like, how it changes. But this is my website. So it works almost, you know, you're familiar with like a blog format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works in a blog format, however, I do full pages. So this is the date of the last post. And then this is like the post, you know, it's a full page.
Yeah.
And there's birds on the top, and you follow the birds to go to the previous post. This is like a film I made the other night. And so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a YouTube video.
Oh, the blog is such a great form for you.
A very bleak perspective, I would say.
Yeah. Basic YouTube. This is a photo of myself. Self-portrait. The wild zony flying elephant. At the circus.
Did you ever see an elephant?
It was the same elephant.
Well,
it was
a horse. Oh, I see the dragonfly. I see the house.
The girl, I don't know the girl, they put me out with the girl. I just paid $5 to drive the elephant, the girl was in heaven.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it was great. These are the sandwiches, you know, in the format that like I show them in. I haven't actually made prints of them. I made prints, but then I accidentally destroyed them. So the format that I show them in is like this.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go by, one by one, until I'll find. I basically just started it, so that's it right now. It's just like a photograph I took in Alaska. And then,
what was the occasion of the Alaska visit?
My sister was lives there. She's a park ranger. She's married there. There's another. I take photographs when I'm usually when I'm bored, just not drawing. There's another photograph of someone playing solitaire at McDonald's. Workers. So this is just like an email.
Well, it's you're very attuned to like cultural moments.
Oh, this is actually, I don't know if you know what Twitter is.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my Twitter, but it runs like a poem, so there's no, like you can see when I said things, but generally, whenever I say something, it'll show up here.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a poem. And then I have a lot of friends that are far away, so I put my like favorite videos and all my bookmarks.
Uh-huh.
But
nice.
Generally, you know, I'm just gonna probably expand this for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like all the sort of spaces that you're maneuvering in and out of, and that really seems to serve a lot of the interests of the work, painting, sculptures, well, not too much here, but works on the wall, photographs. I think the blog is perfect for that, definitely in this kind of aspect of the, you know, the kind of level of productivity that you're working. In the studio, there's something almost incongruous about making so much work, like way more than the walls can contain, way more than the space can.
The way I've been working with it now is generally I have like a week. These are like the last 2 weeks. Probably at the end of today, I'll take like white walls and take all these down. I'm pretty much done with those.
Uh-huh.
Those were like the first things I put on my wall when I got here, so I'm pretty much sick of working on them. I just want to start something new. And these are the most recent things.
Uh-huh.
So all these things will probably come down today, except for these two, and then eventually the walls.
That's like the starter batch for the next.
Yeah, for the next batch. Uh-huh.
And then are these then with these coming off the walls, does that sort of like they get nominated for candidates to go into the blog or do we
I guess
know
so
yet?
Or a show, I mean, I guess they're a piece hopefully in my museum one day.
Uh-huh.
Because I make so much thing, so many things.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we'll be fun to talk over the course of the semester and see where you take things and develop things and like, you know, how many characters emerge and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Love it that you're here.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Have you spent much time in the city?
Yeah.
Because you're from Massachusetts, so you would have more access than if you were in Florida, for example.
Yeah, it was still the first time I came to New York, but I've been here. Been getting to know the area a lot.
Uh-huh.
I go to F.A.O. Schwartz a lot, it's one of my favorite places.
Oh yeah, that's a good place to go. Where are you living?
Living off of L Train in Montrose, south. So pretty much on the edge of Bushwick and Williamsburg.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Good fertile territory to be in. Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good week.
You too.